Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show that talks about organic gardening and landscaping and farming and ranching a little bit on composting. I've been messing around with my gigantic compost pile that's holding up a slope in the backyard this past weekend. So if you have any questions at all about any of those things, give us a buzz. If you'd like to chat about things that are a problem that aren't working for you as well as you'd like, that's all fair game, too. Phone number is simple, just one from anywhere in the world. It's 1-866-444-3478. And our website, if you have some questions when we're not around, if you don't have time to call in, we've got a website that's got a lot of this information, tremendous amount, as a matter of fact, for you. And it's dirtdoctor.com, D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com. There's a newsletter that's free that we send out on a weekly basis. I was going to talk about the one that is currently going out right now because it's a little bit different. I wanted to give you a heads up on it. We have a lot of people that are involved in the newsletter, and it's easy to get involved. If you're not, all you have to do is fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com or send us an email. Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com and say you want to be on the list. That's all you have to do. My tea is good this morning. It is hibiscus flowers, one that I'm doing quite a bit these days. Hibiscus flowers, just use the petals. Any big flower, just use the petals in your herb tea. Rose petals, licorice root and ginger, a little bit of honey, and it is a very nice tea. The way I make tea, if you haven't heard me talk about it before, is bring the water to just below boiling. I try to do that. Sometimes I forget and look around and I've let it get to rolling and boiling. It's not the end of the world, but it's a little bit better if you take it just to the point where it's about to do that. The temperature will be better. Doesn't gas off a lot of the oxygen out of the water, and pour it over the tea leaves, whatever you're using. And what I do is I use a glass kettle. They were kind of hard to find at one time. I think if you do a search now, an internet search, you can find the glass kettle, either the Whisperer or something similar. Try to buy one as quality as you can because it'll be better quality glass, last longer for you, won't break as easily. But we do that, use the glass to bring the water to almost to a boil, and then I use a ceramic teapot. The one that I really like, I'm afraid, and somebody may correct me on this, but I'm afraid it's not available anymore. The company either went out of business or something happened, but you can still get a teapot that's similar. The key is get a teapot that's glazed inside and out. You don't want one that's glazed on the outside and then on the inside. It's just the rough pottery. You want it glazed in both places. You'll just have a cleaner tea. It's easier to keep the pot clean, all that kind of thing. Won't build up bacteria in that porous part inside and that sort of thing. And give it a shot. It's a great way to go. The best things to drink are nice, clean herb tea and clean water. And that's the way I do it. Our first hour here is brought to you by Victor Dog Food, Victor Pet Foods, actually. VictorDogFood.com is the website, V-I-C-T-O-R. It's the dog food line that we're delighted to be associated with. Their manufacturing facility is over in East Texas in Mount Pleasant. They do a very extensive line of dog foods and cat food. And these products are available for you primarily and around the country, actually, big part of the country, at feed stores and farm stores. That's who they primarily deal with. If you go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, if you're trying to find a location near you, they are covered for you on the website. You can also contact the company And if you still have trouble, let us know, and we'll try to help you find a place that sells the Victor dog food and cat food products. No wheat, no corn, no soy, no gluten in any of the products. Nothing they make has that stuff in the product, and that's a big deal for the health of your animals. Also, no toxic chemical preservatives, no BHA, BHT, ethoxyquin, or any of those kind of things. A lot of the companies will provide a product or two that's that clean, and then they do the other stuff. I think that's changing in the industry as we speak, but still a lot of the companies still use some of the chemical preservatives. Victor, nothing. None of that stuff goes in their products. And if you haven't tried it yet, I recommend that you do very strongly. Our dog today, well, good news from the past, good news and still a little bad news. We've had so many animals that have not been adopted, been feeling kind of bad about that from previous features. Armani and Adrian were adopted, so thank you for helping those wonderful dogs. All these pets are shown on our website on dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA button. So you can go there and do that, because RuPaul, Chewy, Zoe, and Sparks are all still needing a home and needing some help. This week's dog is a real cutie. It's Whisper, 3-year-old red and black shepherd mix, weighing about 59 pounds. And she is the one that we're trying to help this week, and she looks like a good one too. So check her out. I say her. Yeah, she. It's a girl, Whisper. And she is real pretty. Again, our picture's on our website. Go to the SPCA button right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. You can see her. And also RuPaul, Chewy, Zoe, and Sparks. And we appreciate Victor for helping us with that. We love to help these animals. We got a little bit going on in Howard's garden. The main thing I'm doing is maintaining the koi pond, the water features, and that kind of thing. The heat kicking up obviously brings on some issues. We're back into irrigating, watering things. Running the sprinkler system as seldomly as you can is what I recommend. We fight with sprinkler companies and people, homeowners, all the time, who put their systems on automatic and run them too often and for too short a period of time. I recommend setting the system to run for a long time, 20-something minutes per setting, unless it's rotary heads, and then you might run them for 30 minutes to an hour. The rotary heads need to run longer than the sprays. And the sprays set for in the 20 minutes, you know, really watering heavily, sometimes on a slope or when you have unhealthy soil, you haven't been organic for long enough, and the soil is not receptive to water. You have to break that into two watering so it doesn't run off so bad. But once you've been organic, the soil will accept the water, and you run the system for a long time. And then you wait a long time, as long as you possibly can, before you run it again. And the way to do it is to leave the system on manual, not on automatic at all, and then it only runs when you push the button. So water a long time and deeply, then go as long as you can. We want this pulsing. We want this really heavily, real heavy watering to saturate the soil and the root zone of the plants, and then let it dry out for a period of time. And what that period of time is can range anywhere from, if the situation's, you know, dramatic, a day to as long as a week or longer, even in the 90 to 100 degree weather, before you water again. And that's the key. You want to try to have that space as long as you can in between waterings, that pulsing, the wet and then the dry. What the water does is push the oxygen out of the soil, and then the drying brings it back in. So your soil is breathing like it's supposed to do, and that's the best thing for the health of the plants. Let's see what else before we go to the phones. I'll work in Howard's garden as we go. I'm not seeing or hearing from listeners and gardeners a whole lot of insect problems. If you've got some, give me a call. I can see we've got some people calling about some weeds, but no insects. It's been kind of interesting about the insects. We've had some, as we covered in a newsletter, some ant problems. And if you've got fire ants putting out the dry molasses all over the whole place, I was just talking to one of my golf buddies yesterday who used some dry molasses, and another one who used some Garrett juice and had great luck of bringing hibiscus into bloom with the Garrett juice and getting rid of the fire ants with the dry molasses application. We'll work in more in Howard's Garden as we go, but we'll go to the phones as soon as I come back. 866-444-3478. I'm the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. The lines are loaded, but when you hear someone hang up, jump on board here at 866-444-3478. Adam is first up in Crystal Falls. Hello, Alan. Adam, are you there?
Yes, sir. Just
there
I'm
you
are. I'm sorry, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
Listen, Howard, here's the deal. We've had a great cucumber crop over here in West Texas. I'm over here near the Breckenridge area.
Uh-huh.
And we found that a few of the cucumbers were getting bitter, I guess, because we failed to water enough. But this lady who I gave some cucumbers to, I warned her about it. She told me what to do, how to sweeten them up. She said you cut about an inch off of each end, and you rub the other part of the cucumber with the end, and this white stuff comes out. You wash it off, and it sweetens up the cucumber. Have you ever heard of that?
No, that's after you've harvested the cucumber to do that?
Sir?
After you've harvested the cucumber.
Yes, sir.
Okay, say it again. You cut the end off, and
you
then with
each
the...
each end off about an inch.
Uh-huh.
And you rub it against the larger part of the cucumber, and this white sap light comes out. You wash that off, and the cucumber is sweet.
Wow. Be worth trying. I never heard that, Adam.
Yeah, I've never heard of it, and we tried it, and by golly, it works.
Well, that's great. That is a super, super tip. I wonder if it would work on other crops as well. You know, the taste is kind of related to three things. Like you suggested, water can be a part of it. The taste tends to go up if you keep the plants a little bit on the dry side, you know, without letting them get into stress. The other thing that affects taste is the mineral content of the soil. Well, more importantly than that, the availability of the trace minerals to the plant. And some of the trace minerals like copper and zinc and molybdenum and things like that are very important to the taste. And, of course, that comes from just the healthy soil from the basic organic program. The last thing is heat. If you have really dramatic heat or temperature changes, it can affect the temperature of the taste of the fruit. But no matter what, if the taste is not as good as you like, your technique would be a cool thing for people to try.
My age, I'm 70, and she told me she had learned that from her mother and has been doing it for years, and she said it worked. So we tried it, and my wife did it, and she said it did work.
That's great. That's a good tip. Thank you very much.
One more. I have a question. I'm sorry. Spider mites. What can I do to stop the spider mites?
On the same plant?
Yes, sir. On the cucumbers and the beans. They destroyed my beans.
Okay. Well, you're answering one of the issues about taste. When you have spider mites, and we cover this in some detail in the Texas Bug Book, you know, and it'll be on the website, too, if people want to look up more about this. But when you have spider mites, it is a dead giveaway that the plant is in stress due to a very specific cause of the stress. And what it is an inability of the plant to properly pull moisture into it. And that can come from overwatering, from underwatering. It can come from the fertility program and the soil building program not being quite what it should be yet. But when spider mites are on a plant, they're telling you that the watering regime that you're using needs to be adjusted in some way. You can get rid of the spider mites with seaweed. Spraying straight liquid seaweed is as effective as getting rid of them as any toxic chemical ever was.
Okay.
Plus, you know, the seaweed is in the Garrett juice formula. So if you're using your own
Garrett juice, okay,
Your own Garrett juice mixture with the seaweed in it, that will work. Or you can spray the seaweed by itself, or you can mix just fish and seaweed together. Any way you want to spray seaweed. And the research, and we've got this covered in my books and on the website as well, the research goes all the way back to Clemson, and Dr. T.L. Sin discovered this in greenhouse operations, playing around and working with and experimenting with seaweed years and years and years ago.
All right. Well, Doctor, I appreciate you, and your show is great.
Thank you, Adam. Call us again. See you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Margaret in Iowa someplace. Where in Iowa are you, Margaret?
Southwest Iowa. We live on a farm, and we've had plenty of moisture recently, but it's been good moisture.
Well, good.
We have problems with our barn area, which is gravel, and of course, the weeds are growing and prolific. My husband uses chemical application like Roundup and 2,4-D, which I know you don't like that at all, and of course, it isn't really working.
Okay, that's generally the case.
Yeah, so we just don't know what to do with the weeds because nothing seems to stop them. They may inhibit them for a while, and then they continue to push through the gravel.
Well, you've got weeds in gravel. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it comes up through the gravel.
And this is the driveway area?
Driveway and barnyard area, and yes.
Okay. Couple of things that you can look at doing, Margaret, especially in a rural area like you have. The gravel drive. We have a gravel driveway at our office. It was there when we bought the place, and it's been where I've experimented with a lot of different things. And the first thing is you can look at using one of the organic herbicides. We have a newsletter that we did on the subject, and it covers all the different ones. I'll go over them with you, and then we'll cover a couple of other steps that you can take. But right now, the birds are flying in. Can you hold with me so we're not rushed?
That's fine.
I'll be back with you right after this break. And then when you hear somebody hang up, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Margaret in southwestern Iowa about weed control. You there, Margaret? Hello, Margaret. If I'll hit the button right, I bet she'll be there. Margaret, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. We did what I was saying before the birds flew in the window was that we did a newsletter to answer this question, very common question when people make the transition from chemicals over to organics, is what you do with weed control. And so we did a newsletter listing all the different categories of the natural organic weed control products. So that's what I would recommend that you do. If you go to herbicide in the library of dirtdoctor.com, you'll see one that says herbicide review, and it is that newsletter. And they're basically in three categories, maybe four, I guess. The first one is the vinegar-based products. There is an EPA-registered vinegar herbicide. It's a 20%, real strong herbicide, but it's the one that people demand to use properly labeled and EPA-registered products. There is one of those out there. There are others, And our formula is on our website, so you can make your own. You can buy vinegar yourself in as cheap as you can in as large a containers as you want to and make the vinegar herbicide with the formula that we have on the website, which is basically use 10 or 20% vinegar and put a little bit of orange oil and a little bit of soap in it. It just makes it more effective. It makes it last longer and more thoroughly kill the plants.
Okay.
The second category is fatty acid products, and in that category, you've got more commercial products. There's several in there. There's one called Racer, one called Burnout, one called Scythe, and several others. They're all listed in that newsletter that's in the library there for you. And then the there's some that are other kinds of products. There's some organic herbicides that are essential oils. They discovered just accidentally when they were making essential oil products to kill insects, and they work very well in that regard, but they discovered that if they mixed them to a certain strength, they would kill plants, and they ended up putting one on the market that was labeled as an organic herbicide, and it's under the name EcoSmart. And it's probably one of the easier ones to find in the retail stores. The other one that I would recommend you look into, since you're out in the country, is flame devices. There's one, a little, you can buy flame devices that range from simple little propane devices that look like a walking cane almost, up to, you know, tractor-driven, very large agricultural flame devices for crops and so forth. But for the gravel, just walking around and using one that you hold by hand would be worth looking into. The other thing, and what I use at our place, is called a stirrup hoe. In a gravel driveway, the stirrup hoe works beautifully. And what it looks like a hoe that is a stirrup. The end of it looks like a, you know, a riding stirrup, and it swivels just a little bit. It's not firmly connected to the device. And you put it down, pointing down, and you go back and forth. You just kind of drag it back and forth through the gravel, and it kills the weeds as well as anything you've ever seen, unless it's some great big woody thing that has a big old base that you have to dig down and dig out or spray and kill.
But, well, now, is this something that you would have to redo over the season?
Yeah, but even the toxic chemicals, Margaret, are going to eventually wear away and things mm-hmm. are going to come back. Plus, you're doing all kind of damage to, you know, the soil and the water supply, the water table in the area, and a lot of that stuff volatilizes, and you end up being around it and having to breathe it and all that kind of thing. But the combination of the liquid organic herbicides and that stirrup hoe, for most everybody listening out there, man, that's a tremendous combination. You can use that stirrup hoe also in beds when you have mm-hmm. the weeds. It's especially effective when the weeds are just getting started and they're fairly young. You just kind of go back and forth. It's really fast. And then throw some mulch down on top of the soil, which should have been there in the first place, and you wouldn't have had the weeds as badly. But in the gravel, especially pea gravel, the larger the gravel, the less that stirrup hoe is effective. It's just harder to use with larger gravel.
Well, yes, and we have like probably inch gravel, that type of thing, and it's, you know, it's gotten hard because we've driven over it mm-hmm. over the whole area. So,
well, you're going to probably have better luck with the vinegar and the fatty acid sprays.
Okay.
But you might want to look at the stirrup hoe anyway, because it's a great tool, in, like I said, in beds and the flower gardens and the vegetable garden and everywhere. But if for anybody with pea gravel or small kinds of gravel, decomposed granite, for example, we use it a lot in that situation. It really, really works well.
Well, Howard, did you mean that the stirrup hoe comes in more than one size or just the one size?
It basically comes in one size. The ones on the market that I've seen, anyway, they're about the same length as a regular rake.
Okay.
But they have that stirrup end on them. If you do a quick internet search for stirrup hoes, they'll come up. They're available mail order, and then they're in the hardware stores and the garden centers. They're pretty easy to find.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Howard, very much. You know, we're not used to the chemical approach, and as farmers, a lot of our our farmers, we use chemicals and
over
the big areas, so it makes a difference. So we're being instructed.
Well, one of the things I'd recommend you look into, Margaret, I did a book. It was my second to last book. My most recent book is on organic turf care, but the one before that is called Organic Management for the Professional. And it's not just for professionals. It's for people who want to know more detail. We go into a lot more detail, and we go into a lot more information for people that have acreage and things like that. And I think it would really help you a lot.
Well, Howard, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate your information.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's see. Let's go to Wayne in Springtown. Hi, Wayne.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up there?
I've got a very large oak tree in my backyard. It's the only one tree I've got in my backyard. I've got other trees on my property, but this tree is probably, 67 foot tall. And from one side to the other on the lower branches, it's probably 80 foot or more.
Sounds like a post oak to me. Is that?
It was here when I moved here, when I bought the property and cleaned up around here.
Okay.
It's probably about 9 or 10 foot in circumference.
All right.
Anyway, every year the leaves are just so thick, you can't stand under it looking through the sky. This year, the tree's very thin. It's got leaves, but it's just you can see through it.
That's
and
not
at the
good.
At the very end of the, when you get up higher on the very end of the limbs, you have maybe 18 inches of two or three branches, twigs sticking out, and there's no leaves on them.
Okay, both those symptoms are not good, Wayne. Let's try to figure it out. What has changed? Anything different?
Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. What's your soil?
Here's the only thing that could have changed. I mean, can a tree that big get too much water?
Yep. And not enough.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of rain in the spring, as you know, which we don't normally get.
Right.
Then when it quit raining, I started using my sprinkler system, and I was listening earlier, and I use it every night, and that's a no-no, I guess.
That's a real big no-no, Wayne. You're killing it with too much water.
That's what I was afraid. Is there anything I can do to save it?
Yeah, turn the sprinkler off, and you apply the what we call the sick tree treatment.
Uh-huh.
And it's in my books, and it's on the website on dirtdoctor.com. But basically what it is to aerate the soil, and then while the holes are open in the soil, even if you have sandy soil, which you probably do, while the holes are still open, you put out the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, and sugars. Now, with a post oak, and you might want to look at some pictures on my website or in my books or something, make sure that's what it is, but I'm almost positive that's what we're dealing with. With the post oaks and blackjack oaks and other native Texas oaks like that grow in the sandy soil, we like to cut the sick tree treatment procedure. It's not a product. It's a procedure. And using these bed preparation products, like I said, we like to cut everything by about 50% to give it a little bit more gentle approach to coming back. Unless the root system has been damaged too far.
Right.
You can bring it back, but without question, if you're watering every day, you are drowning that tree.
After listening to earlier when I was on hold, I was listening to you talk about the sprinkler system.
Yeah.
And I thought
that's the most sensitive tree on earth. Or pretty close to it anyway, for too much human involvement and too much water. Is very, very high on the list.
This tree has to be very old, as big as it is.
Oh, yeah, that's a
big tree. And it survived all those years without somebody watering it, so that kind of tells you can't water it too much.
Sick tree treatment, cut the water off, let it get back to a normal state, and then start watering on a regular basis. When you water, like I was saying, water real deeply, and then back off and don't water for a long period of time again.
Okay. I've got one of your older books. Is the sick tree treatment, is any of that in one of your older books?
Which one you got, Plants and Metroplex or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we had it in there at that time. The latest version of it, I've redone that book about 15 times. The latest version may have it, but the easiest thing for you to do, just go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the word guides on the homepage, and under that button, you'll find all of the formulas and basic stuff there, and the sick tree treatment is right there.
All right, Howard. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Wayne. Get to work.
If I save this tree, I'll call back in one of these days and let you know.
Okay. Either way, call us back.
Thank you, sir.
See ya. Okay. 866-444-3478. Here's Jeff in Cook County. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Listen, I've got a unique problem here. I'm hoping you can help me with it. My wife has a vegetable garden in the backyard. It's not large. It's probably 10 by 15, something like that, consisting mostly of tomatoes and zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
And the plants are doing wonderfully well. The problem that I have, though, is a family of gray foxes.
Oh, wow.
Consisting of male, female, and three cubs, has taken up residence under a shed back there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're about 30 feet away from this garden. And I'd hate to get rid of them because they're delightful to watch.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I don't want to harm them in any way. They come out, they're normally nocturnal, but they come out around midday and they play for 2 or 3 hours. We have a great time watching them. But they like to snack on ripe tomatoes and squash blossoms.
Well, the good news is they keep other varmints and pests away. But let's talk about when I come back, okay? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll talk about pests and so forth right after this. Don't go away. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Jeff in Cook County. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Who has a delightful little problem, and that is a family of, are they gray foxes, Jeff?
Yeah, gray foxes. Gray. We've read online where the scent of human male urine is anathema to these guys. Now, I've been doing my best in that regard. However, either that's not true or my best isn't good enough.
Yeah, well, that long term, I think they get used to that. Some of the products that are animal urine products, and there's some controversy about that anyway, about those products. But they don't seem to work long term. They seem to work kind of spotty, off and on, and that sort of thing. We've had people suggest using human hair as a barrier, and we've had people report good results from that. And also the combings, the brushings from dogs help some. But what you may have to do, I was talking to Bob Webster about this some weeks ago on his show that I do every Saturday morning, and he was telling me about the fact that there's an electric fence now. It's a single wire electric fence system that's kind of a flat cable kind of thing, not just a bare wire. And he said that he was really having some good luck with it, setting it at different heights depending on what kind of pest that you're dealing with, whether it's a deer, a raccoon, skunk, or in your case, a fox deal. So I would look into that. I did a quick search because I was curious if I could find the name, specific name he was talking about. And I don't know that I ran into that, but I did run into something interesting that you might want to look at. It's called, the website's called Premier One. Let's see. Yeah, Premier One Supplies. And they have electric netting fencing, which I've never tried before. I've tried the single wire stuff. And the single wire can work. Sometimes you have to put two, you know, put one real low and one at another height. But in this case, the whole netting, the whole fence is, it's called VersaNet, one of them that they have, and another's called PermaNet. But They're all on this company's website called Premier One.
Is that the numeral one?
Yes, the number one, Premier One. You might talk to your local hardware store and feed store. They might be able to get the same thing for you, but this gives you at least a good way to go.
Based on what you said earlier, I think my first step would be the barber shop. And
it'd be worth a try. Some people have reported that the hair works pretty well. I think you need quite a lot of it, and it would probably dissipate at some point. But if it all breaks down, doesn't work, this netting, I think, is a way to go. I had a friend that owned a ranch in Medina, Texas, down in South Texas years ago, and he had a gorgeous place, gorgeous landscape and everything, and he had deer all over the place. And I noticed that he had a single-wire electric fence, and he had his about 24 inches off the ground. And he said that it worked. They could easily jump over. You know, the deer can step over that.
Yeah.
But what happens is that if you put it up at whatever height and then the animal comes in and bumps into it one time, you change their behavior in a hurry.
Yes.
And they will tend to stay away from it. Now, for a fox, you're going to probably, if you did electric fence, you'd probably have to put the first strand maybe at 6 inches and the second one up at, a foot or so, so that, you know, they come in and they would bump into either the low or the high fence. The good news about the electric fence thing, it doesn't hurt the animals at all, but once you have imprinted on them, you have changed their behavior. You can turn the electricity off. Won't come back, you know, until you get some strange new beast that comes in. But anyway, that's a couple of ideas for you. Give them a try and let me know how it works for you.
You haven't lived until you've been barked at by a fox.
I love them.
I had no idea that they could bark.
Yeah, I love foxes. We've had red and gray foxes around where we live, and we live in an area called Lakewood, which is just east of downtown Dallas, and we have coyotes and foxes and all kinds of beasts running around there, and I love to see them.
Well, Howard, thank you for the information. I'll sure give them a try.
Appreciate the call.
Okay,
see you later. Let's go see what Betty's up to in Arlington. Hi, Betty.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We've got a problem with fleas, and I've got this cat that all of a sudden, which she's very shy and she hardly ever comes out. And the problem is that I've been coming and going to my home for the last year or so just to feed the cat because I was ill and I was staying with a relative. So I would just go and feed her every 2 days. And we had no fleas or anything until about 2 weeks ago. I noticed I went home and they climbed up my leg in the kitchen. So I've been using DE. And also later I heard you say that orange oil was good. So I also put orange oil in one bathroom, but it was so strong. The smell, I was afraid to put it in the kitchen.
Well, just dilute it with water and clean all the surfaces with it, and it does help quite a bit. You can kill the fleas with the DE, but even better inside would be one of the boric acid or borate products. But the main thing, Betty, that you need to do, and it's extremely important, is you put out beneficial nematodes outside, and that will eliminate the flea problem. It works better than all the toxic pesticides put together, because that's where the fleas are coming from to begin with, is out on the site. That combination will get them under control for you. I appreciate your call very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. You can tell that that's the end of the first hour, but we've got more for you, so stay tuned and give us a buzz. When you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'll be back. Don't go away.